refer to, or would you just put in a new bulb? Would you call it anything else when you were growing up?
Light bulb.
When you carried the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carried it out in what? If you were going to carry your wash out and hang it up on the line?
Bucket.
Okay, you call it a wash, or just a bucket?
Oh, yeah.
What do nails come in?
Kegs.
And what runs around the barrel to hold the wood or staves in place? What did you call those pieces around the barrel to keep the wood from moving? Was it anything like a stave or a hoop or a
hook?
Okay. What did you put on the top of a bottle when you wanted to close it up?
A cork. All
right. Let's talk a little bit about musical instruments for a minute. What would you call a musical instrument that children played and they held it in their hands and put it to their mouths?
Harp.
And what about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang? It's a little instrument, and you'd hold it in your mouth and you'd take your finger and move it.
Juice harp.
A what?
Juice harp.
Okay. And what do you pound nails with if you're going to get out there? We're not talking about instruments now, but things you
hammer.
Use. All right. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses called?
Tongue.
And you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shaves.
What would you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
Around the rim.
Right, all right. And when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that which the traces are fastened to? Or maybe to put it another way, on a buggy, the thing that traces come back to in order to hook on is called what? Would it be anything like a single tree?
Single tree.
Swingle tree? Whipple tree?
Yeah, a swingle tree. Single trees hooks to swingle trees for a wagon. A swingle tree goes this way, it goes here, and you hook a single tree here and a single tree here at each end.
So the single...
And a horse pulls here, you hook his traces to this single tree and to this single tree, and these single trees is hooked onto the swingle tree.
So the single trees connect to one single object, which
uh-huh.
is called a swingle tree. What does the swingle tree do?
It's hooked on to at the end of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the wagon.
And that keeps the horses...
There's a horse, and here's the tongue, and there's a horse here and a horse here. And the swingle tree goes here, and the single tree goes here and here. And each horse's traces is hooked to the swingle tree, single
mm-hmm.
tree.
All right, let's say that we have a wagon and you have two horses. And each one has a single tree. That's what we were just kind of talking about. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together? Would you call it a... what was it you were saying? A swingle?
You're talking about the other end of the horse now. That's a swingle tree up there.
Uh-huh.
There's a chain goes through there and it hooks onto them, their hand. But I can't think what that chain's.
I'll mention a few things. If they sound familiar, let me know which one, and I'll list several. One might be something like a double tree, an evener, a spreader, or a double single tree. Do any of those terms sound familiar?
Yeah. The double tree is the same thing as a swingle tree.
Uh-huh.
And one goes across up here.